Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hi guys, I'm Ben, and welcome to today's episode of Apprendre l'anglais avec l'actu. It's Sunday the 25th of February, and today's news story is about the former world's oldest dog, a very controversial story. Now, before we take a look at the news story, let's have a look at a few words that I'll be using. So these are keywords I want you to listen out for, see if you can understand them based on the context. I'm just going to give you the words without the definitions, and we'll come back to them at the end to look at what they mean and how I use them. We start with a verb. Strip. S-T-R-I-P. And I'm going to give you a bit of context. To strip someone of a title. What does that mean? To strip someone of a title. Next, a noun. Breed. B-R-E-E-D. Breed. And lastly, an adjective, unfounded. Unfounded. Okay, listen carefully for those three words. See if you can understand them, and we'll come back to them at the end. Okay, here is today's news story. The dog, previously known to be the world's oldest, has been stripped of his title due to a lack of evidence. Bobby the dog died in October 2023, at the reported age of 31 years and 165 days. However, Guinness World Records say that there isn't sufficient evidence to prove Bobby was as old as it was claimed. The organisation say that the microchip claimed to show his age isn't enough to allow Bobby to keep the record. Bobby was a Jafero do Alentejo, a breed which typically lives for around 12 to 14 years. When the Portuguese canine was awarded the record, he was claimed to be 30 years old. However, Guinness World Records launched an investigation into the record holder's age last month after doubts were raised about the reliability of the evidence. They said, "We're left with no conclusive evidence which can definitively prove Bobby's date of birth. Without any conclusive evidence available to us right now, we simply can't retain Bobby as the record holder." Bobby's owner has yet to comment on the organisation's decision, but previously stated that doubts over the dog's age were unfounded. However, last month, Danny Chambers of the Royal College of Veterinary Surgeons said that not a single one of his colleagues believed that the dog could have made it to that age. It has not yet been determined which dog is the new record holder. And that's today's news story. Okay, so incredibly controversial stuff there. Let's take a look back at the words I gave you at the start. Did you hear them and did you understand them? The first, strip. So this came right at the beginning where I said the dog previously known to be the world's oldest has been stripped of his title. So I used it in the passive voice. To strip is to remove. So he has been stripped of his title. It has been removed. Okay, next, breed. So Bobby was a Jafero do Alentejo, a breed which typically lives for around 12 to 14 years. A breed is a type of dog. And finally, unfounded. Bobby's owner has yet to comment on the organization's decision, but previously stated that doubts over the dog's age were unfounded. So unfounded means having no basis in fact. Okay, those are the keywords. Are they clear? Well, you can test your understanding of today's episode with a quiz that's available on the fan club page, where you'll also find the transcript of today's episode with all of the keywords as well and their definitions. So if you're interested in that, you can join right now by visiting patreon.com /learnenglishwithben. There you'll find all the different stuff you get if you become a member. So thanks for listening to today's news story, and I'll be back with another one tomorrow.